This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States expressed deep concern on Thursday over Russian President Vladimir Putin's threat to supply North Korea with weapons. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller.
It is incredibly concerning. It would destabilize the Korean Peninsula, of course, and potentially, depending on the type of weapons they provide.
Putin, during a rare visit to Pyongyang, signed a mutual defense pact on Wednesday with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, who pledged his country's full support for Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Speaking on Thursday in Vietnam, Putin said Moscow would not rule out sending weapons to Pyongyang, calling it repercussions for the West supplying Ukraine. A U.S. military official said on Thursday the American-built pier in Gaza has unloaded aid again after breaking apart in rough seas. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports.
The official said the pier was reattached to Gaza's shoreline on Wednesday. The pier project has cost the U.S. at least $230 million and was meant to deliver humanitarian aid into Gaza via the UN's World Food Program. Aid groups have decried the pier as a distraction that took pressure off Israel to open more border crossings. Land border crossings are far more productive at bringing aid into Gaza, where Palestinians are facing widespread hunger. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Israel has established a corridor for the delivery of aid into southern Gaza, but a declared tactical pause has brought little relief to desperate Palestinians. The United Nations and international aid organizations said on Thursday a persistent breakdown in law and order has rendered the aid route unusable. Thousands of truckloads of aid are piling up at the Kerem Shalom crossing. This is VOA